Hi, and welcome to Soft Bubble. My name is Ollie, and we have our dear friend
Ronja here. Yeah. So basically, I'm a big like Harry Potter nerd, and like I'm a Gryffindor. Which actually has an entire story behind it, because like I thought I was a Slytherin as a kid, and then I did the official Potter, and like my friends laughed in my face and said that I was the most Gryffindor person they knew, and I was really offended. And then I did the official test on Pottermore, and it said I was a Gryffindor, and I was really upset at first, but then I grew into it and I learned to love it and embrace myself for who I am.
Yeah, and I actually really like Harry Potter, but I never read any of the books. I just watched the movies, and when she said, "Which house are you from?" and
he asked me what houses are.
I didn't know what the fuck she talked about. So she made an account.
Yeah, I made him an account on Pottermore, which is the official site, so he will be doing the test.
Yeah.
Even though it is the upgraded version of the test, it's still the same test. So, here, join your Hogwarts house, be sorted. Do not read the story. Begin the experience. Okay, so here's the iPad. He's using my iPad. And you can see the little arrows. You're supposed to answer and read the questions and the options and say what you choose.
Hmm. Okay, moon or star? And I'm choosing moon.
Any particular reason, or?
I don't
know.
No,
you don't have to have an option.
Okay, how would you like to be known to story? The great, the wise, the bold, or the good?
Not bold, bald. Bald. No, not bald, bold, you're right. Fuck, I said it wrong. You were right.
I choose the great.
You want to be the great one?
Alright. All troll. A troll has gone berserker. What the fuck?
Do you want me to read the questions and you
yes.
answer? Yeah. Okay, a troll? You know who a troll is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has gone berserk, like he's raving mad and he's like
committing
violent stuff like that. In the headmaster's study at Hogwarts, so you know where the headmaster is.
Yeah.
It is about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures.
Hmm?
In which order would you rescue these objects from the Trolls Club if you could?
Okay.
So like it's a few objects and like which order?
Yeah.
So the objects are. Student records that goes back 1,000 years. So like
that's important.
Yeah. Then the second item is a nearly perfected cure for dragonpox, which is a disease in this world which kills people. Like it's kind of bad. And the third object is a mysterious handwritten book filled with like mysterious runes.
Okay.
So in which order do you want to rescue them?
There is only three.
Yeah, three items, but like, do you take which order? There's one, like, do you take...
The student record, and we have the...
A cure for disease, and strange books filled with runes.
Okay, so, the student record, I think, is kind of important, but I would take the cure first.
Cure first.
And the student record second. And the mystery book third, because the book, I don't know if it's important or not, so I wouldn't take the chance.
Alright, so your decision is first, a nearly perfected cure for dragonpox, second, a student record going back 1,000 years, and finally, a mysterious handwritten book full of strangers.
Okay.
Alright. Okay. Now, which of the following would you like to study? Mer people, you know, like mermaids and mermen.
Yeah.
Or centaurs, those are the people that are half human, half horse.
Yeah.
Or werewolves, or vampires, goblins, trolls, or ghosts. Which would you most like to study?
very, very fascinating things.
Yeah.
I like vampires.
You wanna be vampires?
No.
No? Okay.
And I like the what is it? The horsemen.
Centaurs.
Centaurs. I like them too.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I want to study every one, a single one of them. So, yeah. But
which one would you like the most, though?
The most, I would say vampires.
Vampires, all right. Select. Okay. Okay, which road tempts you the most? The twisting, leaf-strewn path through the woods. The wide, sunny, grassy lane. The narrow, dark, lantern alley. Or the cobbled street lined with ancient buildings.
What's the narrow?
Trång.
What was the question?
Oh, the question is which road tempts you the most? Like which road do you want to go on? Like, if you're standing at a crossroads with these four roads, and you're like, I have to go down one of them, which one do you want to go down?
I will go to the sunny thing.
The wide, sunny, grassy lane.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm a hero. There we go. All
right. So, if you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? In case you don't know, it's basically you're allowed to bring cat, owl, or like toad generally. So your options are, this is quite a lot, but barn owl, a harlequin toad, a ginger cat, a tawny owl, a dragon toad, a white cat, a natterjack toad, a common toad.
What is a toad? The turtle?
You know, it's not a frog, but it's bigger. Padda.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the Swedish word for frog is padda. Siamese cat, snowy owl, tabby cat, black cat, screech owl, brown owl, three-toed tree toad, barn owl, harlequin toad, ginger cat. No, I went around, didn't I? Yeah, I fucking did. Fuck. All right. Yeah.
I would choose an owl.
Which one? There's a lot of them. There's the barn owl.
What's a barn owl?
Oh, a barn in itself. That's, you know, it's where you keep farm animals and stuff. But barn owls, they all look different. Wait, I'll bring up my phone as well. I have my iPad in one hand and my phone in the other. This is just fucking delightful. all right, so a barn owl. Barn. Let's see if I can fucking spell in this shit as well. Owl. Looks like this. Do you see that?
Yep, I chose this one.
That one? You don't want to look at the other owls?
No.
No? You like the barn owl.
Well,
barn
love owl. In first sight.
Well, barn owls are cute. Let's see, going back to that barn owl. Yeah, all right. Once every century, the flutterby bush produces flowers that can adapt their scent to attract unwary, thank you. If it lured you, what would it smell of? The sea? So like this, basically this flower, it smells like what you want.
Yeah.
So it can either smell like the sea, like home, like a crackling log fire, or like fresh parchment.
Can you read the questions again?
Okay. Once every century.
Yeah.
The flutterby bush.
Yeah.
Produces flowers.
Yeah.
That adapt their scent to attract unwary. The unwary. If it lured you.
What's the unwary?
Unwary, those who aren't paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
So basically, this flower, the smell of it attracts you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it
was to attract you, what of these options would it smell like?
Okay.
So either fresh parchment, a crackling log fire, home, or the sea?
The sea, I think.
The sea. Left or right?
Left.
You are in House Slytherin, together with Yuan. Alright. Do you know anything about your house?
Nope. Look. The only thing I watched in the movie was I don't know. I didn't pay that attention on the house.
This is the difference. I'm like, I'm such a fucking like whore for this universe. I'm just like, I know my wand, I know my Patronus, I know my shit. Like, I like nearly cried when I was just like, because I did the house, but then like, because I did the house the first time I did this test, I was very young. And then, like, I got younger and I didn't remember that email, I didn't remember the login, so I did a new one with my new email. And I did a new account with that. And I redid the house, and I got the same house, I still got Gryffindor. And then, for the first time, I did the wand and the Patronus. And the Patronus basically is a thing that comes out, we can do that at another point, but yeah.
But what was the left and right?
Well, that was just the question, left or right. That was literally the question, was left or right, and you had the options of left or right. Alright, let's see. So basically, Slytherins are so that you know what you are.
Yeah.
Their traits, basically, like who they are, basically, why they get chosen into Slytherin is because they're cunning, ambitious, resourceful, shrewd, and determined.
Alright.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like me.
Yeah. But that was like why when I was a kid, I was just like, I want to be a Slytherin. And then I just found out that I was a Gryffindor. And like now I'm very happy with being a Gryffindor because like I learned to see it in myself. And I totally now see why my friend laughed in my face and said I was the most Gryffindor person they know. And like Slytherin actually has a really bad... reputation for like being bad people, but like not all Slytherins hashtag not all Slytherins. Like Yuan in our class, he's a Slytherin.
So you said Slytherins were bad people?
No, they're like rumored to be like bad people, and like sure, Voldemort went to Slytherin, and sure, Draco Malfoy went to Slytherin, but Draco wasn't that bad of a dude. And, like, sure, Snape went to Slytherin. But, like, Horace was only a... But, like, a lot of good people go to Slytherin, but because, basically, if you're an ambitious person, like, if you want to become someone great, whether good or bad type of great, because, you know, great can go either way on the good or bad scale, you're gonna come to Slytherin. So, like, because everyone who's horrible people are ambitious, they all get into Slytherin, but there's a lot of good people in Slytherin.
How many houses are they?
Four.
Four. And which house is the greatest one?
We do not ever say that, because every house will mention themselves.
No, from the movie.
Well, in the movie, it's Gryffindor, but that's bullshit. Like... I'm a Gryffindor. I like Gryffindor. But, like, you don't even see Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. Like, and I love, like, Ravenclaw is, like, I know a lot of good Ravenclaw people. Because Ravenclaw, basically, if you're gonna super simplify it, you say that, like, because, like, Slytherin is green and silver, right? That's their colors. And they have a snake as a... this is the sigil.
Yeah.
And, like, you basically say those are, if you're a good person or a bad, like, basically, they're the resourceful. They'll do, like, what they need to do to get where they want to go. And then you say about Ravenclaws, who has blue and, I forget if it's bronze, or what it is. Oh, I forget their second color.
Which was the Harry's?
Harry's a Gryffindor. All of them are Gryffindors.
So they're red, right?
Yeah, red and gold. Yeah, that's our coloring.
What's the difference between the other? So
you want to know what the different houses are?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. So, Let's see if I can fucking find the official ones. Gryffindor. Definition. Yeah, hi. Yeah. So basically, it's red and gold and has a lion as its crest. And. And the Gryffindor values courage, bravery, and determination. Yeah. But that's not all of them, is it? Fuck, wait. I need to find shit. Alright, no. Yeah, but it's basically the. Basically. This doesn't say it all, but I wanted. Gryffindor traits, thank you. Daring, nerve, and chivalry. That's basically the thing. So, if you're a Gryffindor, you're daring, and you have nerve, and you're chivalrous. So basically, you're like kind to people, like you do the right thing. You're chivalrous, and you're also daring, which is basically it's not the same as brave, but it's basically the same as brave, and like you have the nerve, like you don't freak out.
Yeah, I don't know if you would understand what I mean, but think. Think of an army, right? So, in these four houses, which positions do you see this army?
Okay, I would see.
Do you mean? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I'd say the strategist would be. Now, this is highly, 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 simplifying. Very highly. I'd say that. All the strategist people would be Ravenclaws. The ones who, plan everything. Those are the Ravenclaws.
The blue ones, right?
Yeah. Blue and silver, I think. And then...
Who are the planning people?
Those are the planning people. They plan everything. They check resources. And I generally say that the healer... basically everyone that works on the battlefield as healers would be Hufflepuffs. And... Yes, the people fighting would be
the Gryffindors.
The
front board. The front line.
Yeah, the front line. Those that are just they die. They're gun fodder. You call it because those are Gryffindors, and then the regular fighters are a mix of I'd say Gryffindors and Slytherins. And the ones who started the war is probably a bunch of powerful Slytherins, possibly a few Gryffindors, but yeah. So the Hufflepuff traits is working, valuing working hard, dedication, patience, and loyalty.
Can I see the logo?
Yeah, they are. Let's see if I can find the actual logo. So they have a badger, and they have yellow, and here it is. Yeah. Loyal, patient, fair, hardworking, and true.
Yeah.
So that's them, and then...
They're a raccoon.
That's a badger! Nah.
So, one of them have the snake, the other one have a lion, and this one had a raccoon.
No, it's not a raccoon, it's a... You know that the African honey badgers can kill, up to four lions on its own? Badgers are cool.
They look like a fucking raccoon.
They do not. You don't even know what raccoon fucking looks like then.
I think I am a Slytherin, and I am...
You are a Slytherin. We know that now. That's a fact.
I'm balancing on the good Slytherins and bad Slytherins.
Here. Ravenclaw, it's intellect, wise, sharp, individual, and witty.
Yeah.
So basically, it's the smart people.
So this one have a fucking pigeon. No. A logo.
It's called Ravenclaw. What do you think?
Fucking pigeon.
You're so rude. You know what? Fucking Slytherin has a fuck, I don't know what the English name for this. Kopparöd, like, that's all it is. It's just a kopparödla. Fuck you. I know that's not even me. You're like, oh, you make fun of my lovely world, my wonderful Harry Potter.
No, no. I don't make fun of the world. I just make fun of the other houses.
Yeah. And like, you didn't have anything, any shit on me. So yeah, I guess I should be okay with it, but I'm not, because I have friends in every house.
I have shit on you too, but I don't want to say it.
All right, say it, bitch. Say it. Say it.
No.
I want to hear it.
No.
I want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it.
Trust me. I think of it as like something for the listeners as well. Say it.
No.
Say it.
If you guys want to hear what I have to say, DM me.
No.
So I say it on the next episode. So
you know we won't fucking pull this over into next episode. Say it. Come on.
No.
I'll be mean to you in return if you want to. What? No.
I'll show you later. But
say it.
Say
it.
No, stop it.
Say it. Come on, pretty please.
So, what are we going to talk about now?
Well, we can keep talking about the Harry Potter, because so now, like, if you were to choose. No, if I hadn't given you the test and you found out what you were. Like, if you were to just choose, and you were to choose roughly that, this is, like, Gryffindor, and you would see these four.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, they like the brave and the chivalrous. Ravenclaw, they like the intellectuals and stuff like that. The Hufflepuffs, they like the loyal people. And, like, Slytherin is the ambitious people. Basically.
Listen, I wouldn't chose the the ones who are loyal and heroes and I don't know. So I wanted to be a lone wolf. I wanted to be like,
no, this is who you are. This is your character. This is you you're talking about.
Yeah, so I would choose a house who are like me. I wouldn't like the Gryffindors because
I would have thought you would be a Hufflepuff. If I'm being honest.
Hufflepuff,
those are the loyal and kind people.
No, I would.
You're like, no.
I would choose the bad guys. And
you're not a bad guy.
I would choose the bad guys.
Yeah, but they're not the bad guys. There's bad Gryffindors and they're bad Hufflepuff and there's bad Ravenclaws.
No, but the, I mean, you know, the green ones. The Slytherins, I think they chose wisely because I would be a bad influence on the people who in my house, you know? So they chose good. I'm happy.
That's not what it is. It's about what you find important. It's not bad. It's that you find it important to succeed in life. That's, as a Slytherin, you find like achieving things in life, that's important.
Listen, and I don't know how to explain it, but listen, in a war, I want to be the greatest, you know, and people who are dying around me, I wouldn't help them, I would help myself.
As I said before, I was simplifying as hell. Like, in the actual Battle of Hogwarts, every house was dying side by side.
Yeah, so in I see the red ones like, oh, my brother or my sister, I'm going to help you. And if you understand what I mean. Like,
well, that's why I didn't like the war thing, because that's not... Basically... How do I explain this? It's the words. Fuck. Let's pretend I never mentioned the war thing.
Yeah.
Being a Slytherin is about using what you have.
Yeah.
In your regular day-to-day life. Your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You're resourceful. You use what you have. You're shrewd. You think of how to get more. You're determined. You're determined to get where you want.
Okay.
and like you're ambitious. Yeah. You want to get where you want to go. And you're cunning. Like you're like, no, it's not that you have to be like smart as like genius kind of smart. Okay. But like what the intelligence you have, you know how to use that.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
So let's say fuck in the test and say I haven't chose anything and they have not chose me, right?
Yeah.
So you say you explained that one, right?
Yeah.
So explain the other three. So I say based the one you
okay.
So explain, I'm going to choose.
I'll bring them up on, let's see, side by side so I can actually read them properly. Let's see if I can do this shit. Okay, wait. But okay, okay. So Ravenclaw. Remember, that's
The pigeon ones.
You're intelligent. You're witty. You're wise. You're sharp, and you're individual.
Individual.
Yeah.
There's something. Actually, something who I would.
Right.
I'm more comfortable to work alone, you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. And then there's of course Hufflepuffs, who are loyal.
No.
You're loyal.
I'm in that world. I'm no, in no, the Hogwarts world.
It's you. You don't know what magic is. This contains to your person who you are in this world as well.
In this world.
Yes.
In this world, right. I'm loyal.
Yeah, but happy. The thing is, it's what house you're in. In this world as well, you're in Slytherin. That's who you are.
Okay. let's start again.
Loyal, patient, fair, hardworking, and true. Basically, okay. And true is basically the same as
listen.
Honest.
Listen. Yeah. I am actually loyal.
Yeah.
And I am hardworking. But I'm not patient. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
I'm not
that's probably
patient.
But that's like but that's why you didn't get it, which makes sense now that I think of it. But like that's why like because I mostly like pay attention to like the good traits.
So in that pigeon one, I had
Raven one, yeah.
I had one thing a common, so in this raccoon one I had two, so I think the raccoon is top on my list.
But it's not just about the number, it's the level as well. Open the image in your tab, there we go. And then of course Gryffindor. Jesus Christ, I can't read that. Goddammit. Yeah, here. No. Oh. Shit, I shouldn't curse so much. God damn it. Yeah, but anyway, didn't you think you had anything in common with your Slytherin, by the way?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, here. I have them all four. Okay, so, Gryffindor. Bravery, daring, chivalry, and courage.
Nothing in common with that.
Yeah.
Read
Hufflepuff, the one that I
remember
thought.
That.
But I will say that anyway. Loyalty, kindness, honesty, and friendship. Ravenclaw, intelligence, wisdom, creativity, and originality. Slytherin, cunning, ambitious, determined, and leadership.
I think I have with Slytherins. I have almost all of them in common, and the raccoon one. I have actually got many things. So I think I would choose Slytherins, but
yeah.
I like what the raccoon ones, or what they have.
Hufflepuff, say the goddamn names! God!
But actually, I think the raccoon ones is good too.
Hufflepuff, say it for me.
No.
I swear to God, as soon as this recording's over, I'm gonna strangle you to death.
If you don't hear me on next episode, then you know what's happened.
next episode, I just have a new person with me in the studio, new someone who's
helping me.
What
would you choose if you had the opportunity?
Oh, man. I think...
Can I guess what you would...
Yeah.
Besides what I know that... I know you liked Slytherins, but I think you would choose the pigeon ones because you're kind of...
The Ravenclaw, yeah. Nowadays, because like as a kid, who I wanted to be was Slytherin, but I truly was a Gryffindor and I still am a Gryffindor. But now the one who I aim to be a little bit, like if I were to choose, is a Ravenclaw because like I really want to be like... I wish I was more of an... Like, because I'm a logical person, but I'm not as intellectual as I could be. And I know that. And, like... But I get... But I still have that. Like, I still use my intelligence for a lot of things. Like, the little intelligence that I do have. But I think the reason that I got Gryffindor, though, is because something that I've learned to understand with, like, time is... As we mentioned, loyalty.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, you know, as well as, like, bravery. It's like, I do stupid shit. I do a lot of stupid shit because I'm just like, no, I'm not afraid of that. I'll do that. Or like, and I do dares and I do shit like that. And I'm just like, I get why I'm in Gryffindor. And I'm like, and I've learned
surprised that I have almost nothing in common with Gryffindors because when I watch the movies,
yeah, but all the main characters are Gryffindors. Of course, you're gonna fucking. And as well, in the fucking thing, Harry is perfect as a Slytherin. He's such a Slytherin character. And Hermione is the such a perfect, like, Ravenclaw character. And Ron, as loyal and as, like, true that he is, he would fit perfectly into Hufflepuff. And, like, that's, like, one of the things online that a lot of people are bothered about. Like, they get why Rowling had to put them all in one house.
Yeah.
But literally, any other house would have been perfect because, like, Hermione literally has all of the things that a Ravenclaw is supposed to be. But then, like, the people say, though, that the reason that they aren't is because that's the thing about this. It isn't just who you are. It's supposed to be, like, a part of that, but also what you yourself put value in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's, I guess, is why I get Gryffindor as well. Because, yeah, I want intellect. But what I value more is, like, being able to do what you have to do. Being chivalrous. Like, I value that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and that's why I get Gryffindor. Because then the thing is supposed to be that, yeah, sure, Hermione is the perfect Ravenclaw. But she herself valued the bravery more. Do you get it?
Yeah, I actually find this kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's why I have, like...
To be honest.
Yeah, that's why I have... I want us to talk more about this, because, like, I have, as I mentioned, I think, in last episode, we have a book written down with a lot of ideas. I think I had, like, 4 or 5 written down different Harry Potter ideas. And this was one of them, like, sorting you into a house.
To be honest, I think this is kind of interesting, because I don't know how they code that... website, but I think it was kind of correct, you know.
Yeah.
So
and like that's the thing that, like, some people
with
would joke.
Hufflepuffs. Yeah. I had some what's it called?
Similarities,
but with Slytherins, almost everything was similar. So
yeah,
I think
and like that's why like a lot of people get like the true thing and like
that's kind of freaky.
Yeah, like, that's what, like, some people, like, say, oh my god, this website is reading my mind, and people are, like, and, like, it's really funny, and, yeah, but I think it's, I really love Harry Potter so much, and I'm so glad that I'm, like, slowly gonna draw you into this.
I have always loved to read Harry Potter books, but I don't know.
I own them all in English. I don't know, I might have actually, like, given away to charity the Swedish ones.
Fuck you.
No, but
no,
like we.
But I had that in my mind always that I wanted to read the books, but.
Do you want to read them in English? Because then I can borrow you.
Because.
Or lend them to you. Yeah.
The thing that yeah, stopping me to read the books is kind of much, too much.
That is too much to read them. Well, not really. Well, they're aimed at, like, young people. Sure, old people as well enjoy them. And, like, when they came out, they were in a sensation with all fucking ages. But, like, as soon as you were able to read. And I actually, like, learned to read with the Harry
Potter
book.
What? So, I'm going to have a goal here, okay? In the end of this season, in the English episode, I will take the opportunity. I will borrow the first book. I'm going to read it, and we're going to talk about it in the last English episode.
The last English.
Do you like that?
Yeah, we could do that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I really hope you will get. I hope you like get. But the first book is really thin, so you might finish before that. If you finish before, we can do it before. We'll do it when you finish or at the end, because we'll fucking force you to finish it. Worst case scenario, you'll sit here reading quiet while I just talk about like Harry Potter.
The last hours.
Yeah, we have like a pod that's like 4 hours where you just sit and read for the first like.
Okay. Do you think we
should
end this?
Yeah, we can end this. I think it's your time to do the outro, or is it my turn?
It doesn't matter. But, like always, if you have something that we should talk about, or you have any questions,
ideas or opinions.
Yeah. You're very, very welcome to write a DM or a mail or whatever.
Yeah, you can contact us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube.
Email
on all the official platforms. We're called Softbubble, and on our email we're called softbubble @gmail.com.
Please go and subscribe on our YouTube channel. It would help very
much. He really loves the YouTube channel. I have not even been in there, but yeah.
No.
If you leave comments, I will though. I will. If people start leaving comments, of course I'll go there. But yeah. But anyway,
thank you.
We hope you've liked us babbling on, and hope you return. And we hope you liked it. Bye bye.
Bye.